When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Of Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, everything B. Arthur. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Thanks for being here at our morning party. Let's not waste a moment. It is the return of Second Chance Romance. It's now on Thursdays, right at this time. You know how this works. So let's get started. Dawn, who do we have today?
Today we have Hannah, and okay. She is on the line with us right now.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey, girl.
Well, Hannah, thank you. Dawn told us you're a My Talker, and you never thought you'd be on Second Chance Romance. So go ahead. I'm going to shut my mouth. Tell us your story. Tell us about your date.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm really nervous.
Don't be nervous.
It's just us and Kenny. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so my deal is that I met this guy, Benjamin, on Match.com. Is it okay to say that? It's Match.com.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah.
It was like way back at the beginning of the year, like in January. And, you know, I saw his picture and definitely swiped on him immediately. He's smoking hot, honestly. He's really good looking. And then we kind of chatted through the app, you know, I mean, nobody was like vaccinated yet or anything. So I wasn't really meeting anybody in person. We chatted through the app. We zoomed a couple times. You know, he's good looking for sure, but he's also got just a really sweet personality and he's funny. So I like that side of him too.
Nice. Cool.
So anyway, fast forward, and we were finally able to go on like an in-person date. Okay. I was super excited. And so last Thursday we went out to dinner together and it was amazing. Like we had the best time. We totally have a ton in common and we're both like Twin Cities transplants. So, you know, it can be hard to meet and everything, but even yes. Besides that, it can be hard to like meet people.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I texted him since the date and it's just like crickets. And like, why hasn't he gotten back to me? And I'm just really bummed.
Well, you've listened to the segment, so you know what I'm going to ask, Hannah, which is always because we've done this now since God was a boy. Think hard, and I know Dawn kind of prepped you here with this question, so think hard. Was there anything odd that happened in the date? I mean, do you have an unusual burp? Do you eat oddly? Do you have a collection that you unveiled to him, like you keep napkins from all of your meals? I mean, is there something?
Oh my God.
You smell funky.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I mean, anything in the date that would have taken it down an odd street, Hannah?
Well, honestly, like I was thinking about that before I even called you. And
yeah.
I do not think that there was anything. I've been trying to figure it out. I did the only possible maybe thing that could be weird is that I had these new shoes and they were, you know, tight. I like hadn't worn them before. So when I walked to my car, I was like maybe walking kind of slow and funny.
Oh, so my God. I've totally done that.
So been there.
Okay. So.
I mean, he may not
shoes.
Even have seen that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's
how did it, Hannah? How did the date end?
Well, he was very respectful. Benjamin, like, kind of held my hand, you know, he kind of, like, squeezed it a little.
Okay.
When we were walking, like, the shoe thing, you know, maybe I seemed like I was going to fall. No, but then, you know, he didn't kiss me on the lips, he kissed me on the forehead, okay. Which I just thought was sweet. And, I, you know, that's how we left it. It was good. I told him I text him. He's like, okay, and... No response.
Nothing.
Okay.
All right.
Kissed you on the forehead. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's a sign. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, Kenny. Oh, maybe he just got confused. Well, we actually have him on the line here, but I want you to be, he hasn't heard any of this. Want you to be quiet in the background and just listen to what he has to say, and then we'll ask you to join the conversation again, okay? Is that cool?
Okay.
Yeah, let's bring Benjamin on. We have Benjamin on the phone with us right now. Hi, Benjamin.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for doing this. You're live on the air on My Talk. I'm Jace. I know you talked to Dawn. Thank you for being willing to do this. You know that we're going to talk about a recent date that you had. So I'm sure the name Hannah rings a bell, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Can you tell us about your date?
Or... what was it like for you?
Hannah's great, and we were talking for some time. I don't know if she told you beginning of the pandemic, or not the beginning of the, but beginning of the year, so mid-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for each other during it, and I was really excited to take her out in person last week. And
okay,
well,
and
you were.
The date was fun. But after the date, she just blew up my phone. I mean, she must have texted me like 6 times, and our date was a week ago, and it was a lot. So, and then they progressively got passive aggressive. Like, it wasn't just check-ins, you know, it was a little much.
What did she text you?
Well, what was, the last one, it ended with, she said, fine, don't care, F you.
So I'm
surprised that she even called you guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Okay. Well, we actually have Hannah on the line with us right now, and she's going to join the conversation again. Okay. Hannah, what do you have to say to Benjamin?
Benjamin? What is wrong? Like, I thought we had a great connection. It was a fun date, and I thought, you know, it was, like, kind of up to a different level since we did Zoom. And
we did that sparingly, and, you know, the pandemic was rough for everybody, but I don't need to be smothered coming out of it when we finally meet each other. I mean, I need a little mystery, you know?
A little mystery.
Okay.
Well, so, like, so what if I text a little too much? Like, big deal.
I mean, it was a lot, and it was all at once. It wasn't just, like, once a day over the week. You know, it was, and then you had a full conversation with yourself, and then that last text, we all know what fine means. It sounds like you were done with it, so.
Oh, fine, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I really liked you, and I thought our date was, like, I mean, I just thought it was really fun.
So you felt obviously a connection, Hannah. That's the whole reason you let us, you emailed Don. Benjamin, you just weren't feeling it. Am I hearing you correct?
So did you have fun? Yeah. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I also want to keep it open.
Mm. Okay.
Keep it open.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. What do you mean by keep? What do you want to keep open?
Well, I'm talking to other people on Match.
And oh, got it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Oh, whose turn is it? Jeez, I think it might be yours.
I think it's Kenny's. I think it's Kenny's.
I'll do it last time.
Okay, so obviously you're on a different page right now, but if you could just erase all of this and you could just go out on us, we will pay for it to go out on another date. What do you think about it?
No.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Not interested. I just wanted to know, you know, why, what the deal was.
Benjamin?
I don't want to go out again.
Yeah, okay. I have a couple more dates and I want to see where they go.
Okay.
Well, I hope those girls don't text you.
Okay.
Because
guys,
how horrible would that be if they
Ben, change your phone number, Ben.
To text you.
Yeah. Hannah.
Bye, Hannah.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Hannah, thank you. Benjamin, Ben. Thank you for being a good sport.
Thanks,
change
Benjamin.
Your number, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
Go answer the phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bye, Benjamin.
Dodged one there, Ben. Wow.
Kenny.
Okay, they're gone. I hate this. I just want to say I hate this.
Are you kidding me? That was the best one I've ever heard. That was awesome.
Can I tell you I'm missing the pandemic? Is that inappropriate? Is it too soon?
Is it too,
hashtag too soon? Remember the good old days during the pandemic when we didn't have this or an in-person project down and dirty? Remember those days?
Oh my gosh,
yeah. Yeah, but you have to admit you were on Hannah's side. You were thinking, what is the deal with this Benjamin guy? And then I heard like six or seven text messages and I'm like, oh, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.